Red W, I'm mobile.
JN4RJN, I'm still sitting here.
House in there. Everybody and their third cousin is in that place right now. Everybody must have forgot something for tomorrow. Anyway, got in, got out. Had to park on the top road next to Highway 290.
Got in.
Is it fuzzy on the repeater?
Say again.
Am I sounding fuzzy on the repeater?
Did a little while ago. Why am I sounding fuzzy?
Yeah, it's usually that way. Lately, it's been that way for like the first 10 or 15 minutes of a net, and then it clears up. Like it's got static build up on it throughout the day. And then you got to warm it up before that static goes away. That's what it sounds like. That's just a theory. I don't know that that's it.
Gary sounded a little, I wouldn't call it fuzzy, but he kind of broke up there a little bit towards the beginning when I was listening, and then it cleared up. So, yeah, maybe, I don't know.
Several times. Not sure what that is. Anyway, you're sounding good now. So, it is over. I don't think there'll be a moon tonight. It's been overcast all day. It's supposed to have been raining all day. I don't think it's rained once over here, but it's been cloudy all day.
A lot warmer than it has been, but it's, I haven't seen anything in the sky all day, and I went out late last night and couldn't even find the moon, so it was pretty cloudy, and it was pretty thick.
Clear nights lately, I guess it's time to pay back, pay some of it back. I was hoping we'd see a little bit of a white Christmas, but it doesn't look like it's going to happen.
You're a little further north to catch that.
Seen some good pictures early in the morning up until the time that it got like this. When the sun starts breaking through over the horizon and it touches the tops of the trees but not the bottoms. Looks like the tops of the trees are on fire.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. But when the moon comes up, when you can see it and it's full like that, first off in the which is coming over the horizon, it's pretty neat looking. It's kind of orangey and looks really big.
The reflection I was looking at when my dad told me that that moon was not the real moon, it was just a reflection of the moon.
Yeah, I don't know about that, but hey, I might argue with your dad.
It'd be long-winded. He used to have a lot of... He opened a conversation on this repeater when I was a teenager about whether parallel lines ever intersected. And I think that went on for years.
Okay. And his stance was?
Well, by definition, they don't. But what happens when you cross them and they're touching and then you turn them parallel? Where does the intersection point go?
Sorry, say that again.
Okay, so you got two lines that are parallel. And you turn them 90 degrees to each other, so they intersect they intersect right where you are, because you just turned them 90 degrees to each other, and they're in the same plane, right? So they're in the same plane. They were parallel. You turn them 90 degrees. They intersect right where you are. You're gonna turn them back parallel again. Where does that intersection point go when they become parallel?
90 degrees, and they're perpendicular. And as far as where it goes, it's not there anymore.
Yeah, that's not a good scientific technical description. It's just not there anymore. It's there. It's got to be somewhere. Where'd it go? That's why it lasted for a few years on this repeater, the debate whether parallel lines ever intersect. Anyway, I'm backing in the driveway. I got to unload my goodies. I'll catch you on the net tonight, John. Think about that. KM4RJ and W4DJW.
Okay. Yeah, we'll talk at you later. Okay, I'm 4RJ and I am clear.